from UMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. If you've been trying to schedule an appointment to get a COVID-19 vaccine, you may be hitting dead ends because there isn't enough to go around yet. If you got the first vaccine and are worried about not being able to get the second in time, this news from the CDC may ease some of your anxiety.
The CDC is now saying that in certain situations, the latter dosage of the two-shot vaccine can be spaced 6 weeks apart. Up to now, 21 days had been recommended between Pfizer vaccine doses. Moderna shots were to be given 28 days apart. The CDC also says only under rare circumstances should the second dosage be different from the first. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
If you had an appointment to get the vaccine at the Virginia Hospital Center, it may have been canceled. Arlington County says the appointments were canceled because the hospital doesn't have enough vaccine. The county's working to reschedule those appointments. If you already got the first dose of the shot, you will still get your second dose on time, according to a notice sent out by the county. Supply of the COVID-19 vaccine in Virginia isn't nearly enough to keep up with demand, according to Richmond City Health Director Dr. Danny Avula. He says the state's giving out about 105,000 doses a week.
They're working as quickly as they can. Their goal is to get through all of the nursing homes and assisted living facilities on their list by the end of January, and it looks like we're going to be very, very close to that target.
He says about 75% of nursing home residents are willing to get the vaccine, compared to about 35% of staff. Funeral services are being held today for the late former Maryland Senate President Mike Miller, who died of cancer this week. His absence felt not just in Annapolis, but also in Southern Maryland.
His vision, his commitment, and really his love for what we did was just palpable.
Dr. Maureen Murphy is the president of the College of Southern Maryland, noting Miller's unwavering support.
He was a great supporter of the College of Southern Maryland, you know, from the time that in our infancy when we were Charles County Community College, and he was instrumental in us growing to become a regional community college.
The Mike Miller Jr. Center for Leadership at the College of Southern Maryland is one of the beneficiaries of contributions made in Senator Miller's honor. Barbara Britt, WMAL, WMAL.com.
Pictures of National Guard troops sleeping on a parking garage floor after they say they were kicked out of the Capitol made a lot of people angry.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell joined a chorus of lawmakers sounding off about those troops kicked out of the Capitol.
I don't think a single senator feels that was acceptable. I'm glad the situation was resolved, and I hope we learn exactly what happened. Your Congress and your country appreciate all you've done to secure the Capitol and the inauguration.
Photos of the soldiers from the parking garage have sparked outrage. The National Guard blames the Capitol Police for the snafu. The police denied the accusation.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. WMAL Sports, the Caps beat the Sabres 4-3. Nats first baseman Ryan Zimmerman signed a one-year, $1 million contract with the team. According to a source who spoke to ESPN, the club hasn't confirmed the deal. Traffic and weather next.
Sunday, start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 6:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, Dr. Tom Rosell live at 11, Purity Products again at noon, and the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour at 1. Purity Products returns at 2. Then hear Mortgage Radio at 3, Real Estate Today at 7, and at 9 p.m., it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. You know how you go out to your car and the windshield's covered in frost? You don't have ice scraper or gloves, so you just have to use a credit card. You stand there with frozen fingers thinking, why does life have to be so hard? Well, at New Look, at least we make getting a new roof easy. We offer both virtual and on-site same-day estimates. We give you a 3D rendering of your new roof with detailed measurements so you know exactly what you're getting. And paying for your roof has never been easier. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials. Plus, qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. And it's all backed by our price guarantee. Find out why over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look. Don't you wish everything in life could be as easy as getting a New Look roof? Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
WMAL Traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Virginia, the accident on eastbound 66 approaching 123 has been cleared. Everything reopened there, but you will still find residual delays. In Fredericksburg, the accident on Route 1 at the Spotsylvania Parkway also cleared away, and the roadway has been reopened. In the district, getting reports of a crash northbound on the 3rd Street Tunnel as you approach New York Avenue. Looks like there was some heavy traffic there. And also keep in mind, just a couple of street closures left due to the inauguration, including Constitution Avenue between 1st and 2nd Street Northeast. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
A wintry chill has settled in across the DMV this morning. We're starting off with temperatures in the 20s and feels like temperatures in the teens at times. A gusty northwest wind will continue for the rest of the day, so highs in the mid to upper 30s this afternoon will still feel like the 20s. Sunshine is our saving grace. Tomorrow expect more clouds, less wind, and highs in the upper 30s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, this is Greg Smith of the Wise Investor Group. For over 20 years, we've taken important steps to ensure we remain ready to meet the investment and wealth management needs of our clients. We expect the financial markets to remain uncertain until more is known about the virus and its full impact on the global economy. We'll be keeping you informed in the weeks ahead as the situation continues to unfold. You'll find updates, including commentary from our market experts at thewiseinvestorgroup.com.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
Fast Wi-Fi. You use it to connect just about everything, which means having really fast Wi-Fi matters. A lot. That's why Xfinity is breaking the gig barrier and introducing Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. That's a big deal. It's a big deal for streaming big games, having big meetings, and making big plans. It's a big deal for families with one kid, or two kids, or three kids, especially if there's one kid who has enough devices for 10 kids. It's a big deal for gamers who are streaming while someone else is posting about their virtual spin class. And yet, it's also a big deal for a quiet Friday night in. So get in on Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. That's more than enough speed to power every device in the house. Can your internet do that? Introducing gig speeds over Wi-Fi. It's the fastest Wi-Fi you can get, and it's only from Xfinity. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store to learn more. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Hey there, easy listener. Ty Pennington here. You know, Prince of the Puka Shell Necklace, King of the Cargo Shorts. I love a good makeover. Like the new Cash 5 with Easy Match from the Virginia Lottery. Because now, Cash 5 has a daily jackpot starting at $100,000. And Easy Match for an instant chance to win up to $500. Take it from this early 2000s heartthrob. Wowza.
Odds of winning jackpot, 1 in 750,000. Odds of winning the Easy Match top prize, 1 in 84,000.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM,
WMAL. It is hour two of the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us. He is the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com and Newsmax TV. John, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. And as I've said on other occasions, that was the week that was.
Well, it was the week of the inauguration, President Biden calling for unity in his inaugural address. So we've heard the words, but have we seen any action?
Not yet. He did speak about ending this uncivil war, and yet there is not an agenda that would show that he is reaching out to Republicans. The economic package he calls for and the new stimulus would almost certainly necessitate a tax increase. He is talking and on the verge of going back into the Paris Climate Change Accord, something that among many Republicans is verboten, a no-no, and for which they cheered President Trump for pulling the U.S. out of. In effect, what we have heard and seen about the Biden agenda so far is that it's going to undo much of what the previous president's agenda was, including building a major pipeline to get energy, ending a commission that would have celebrated parts of U.S. history that liberals don't like. We've heard the words about unity. The action is going to have to wait.
Well, that's President Biden. How about President Trump? impeachment, the article to be brought over on Monday, apparently the impeachment trial to begin February 8th. And, John, what do we know so far of how the Republican Senate will handle that?
Well, they're going to prepare for a trial much like the 2019 version, in which witnesses were called. Former President Trump has already named Butch Bauer, prominent South Carolina trial attorney, as his counsel, and everyone is proceeding as if impeachment will occur, even though the object of impeachment is a private citizen. I might add one other thing, that increasingly one hears talk about simply letting the impeachment stand and then foregoing a trial of President Trump. The reason being that this could take a period of weeks, and the new president, enjoying his honeymoon with the public, needs those weeks to get an agenda through an almost evenly divided House and a Senate that is truly evenly divided. It might just be that they'll think that the stigma of twice impeached will be enough. On the other hand, many Democrats want to go all the way, perhaps securing impeachment, and from there having an up or down vote and keeping Donald Trump from ever holding office again. It's not likely, but it could happen.
So is that up to Chuck Schumer as to what the progress of that trial is, or is it someone else?
They sit down, the leaders of both parties, and they work out the agenda on this, the time and everything else. That will come later, though.
Former President Trump has been very quiet the last several days. What are we hearing about his notion of maybe a Patriot Party, whether it's a part of the Republican Party or a third party?
Well, he has talked about it, sources say, in terms of the formation of a new party. He even said as he left Washington, "We will be back in some form," hinting that he was indeed eyeing the formation of a Patriot Party. Now, any time a former president blesses a project, it's going to be important and paid attention to. The problem is that three times in history before, former presidents have joined and become involved and run on the tickets of third parties, and they all failed, crashed, and burned. Martin Van Buren, one of the founding fathers of the Democratic Party, was the candidate of the anti-slavery Free Soil Party in 1848. He got 10% of the vote nationwide and through New York's votes from the Democratic candidate to Whig nominee Zachary Taylor. In 1856, Millard Fillmore, former president, ran as the candidate of the anti-immigrant Know Nothing Party, and he came in third, carrying the electoral votes only of Maryland. The most famous former president to enter the third party realm was, of course, Teddy Roosevelt, who led the Progressive Party in 1912 after he was denied the Republican nomination. He nicknamed it the Bull Moose Party because, in his words, "I'm as strong as a bull moose," but it wasn't strong enough to win. He came in second in a three-person race and in all likelihood tipped the contest to Democrat Woodrow Wilson. 4 years later, he was back in the Republican Party because, as he told a friend, "There are no fish and loaves. There are no miracles to build a third party." It's an ominous task, even for Donald Trump.
Liz Cheney, number three in the House Republicans, took a lot of heat for her very strong stance on the impeachment of the president in the House. What is going on in terms of a possible challenge to her?
Well, I've spoke to members of the House who are using Rule 6E. This is part of the House Republican Conference rules that say that if 50 Republican House members sign a petition, then there must be an up or down vote on the person in leadership they are focused on. They assure me they're going to get those 50 votes, and there will be a vote on whether to vacate the position of chairman of the House Republican Conference that Liz Cheney holds, setting the stage for a vote to displace her. Meanwhile, back in Wyoming, sources tell this reporter that Republican county committees are beginning to pass motions of censure against the Cowboy State's lone member of the House, and that she will almost certainly be challenged in a primary for renomination next year. It looks very ominous for Liz Cheney right now.
So we still have a House seat that is undecided in the state of New York? What's the latest there?
You're talking about New York's 22nd district, which is an 8-county district upstate, and it has been vacant since January, and there has been no winner certified going back to November. Now, throughout the counting process, the Republican former member of Congress, Claudia Tenney, has been leading. At last count, with all votes in, she led Democrat Anthony Brindisi by 29 votes. However, she is not certified the winner. Why? Because it turns out there are just over 1,000 ballots brought in by affidavit that were not counted in the vote count that gave and sustained Ms. Tenney's lead. Supreme Court Judge Scott Del Conte has said all of those votes must be counted, and then their legitimacy determined, and he'll make a decision a week from yesterday, next Friday, and then we may see some certification. Remember, something must be wrong with the process when we realize that the votes were initially counted nearly 3 months ago.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We'll be watching for you in one of those daily briefings at the White House next week. John, thank you.
I'll be wearing my mask, but grinning.
7:17, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. And Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
In the district, watch out for some accident activity northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel as you approach New York Avenue along the left side. And this also is affecting outbound New York Avenue at the 3rd Street Tunnel. So do use caution in that area. And traffic is slow making your way through. Earlier accidents on 66 eastbound approaching 123 has been cleared. Looks like delays have eased. And in Fredericksburg, the earlier accident on Route 1, both north and southbound at the Spotsylvania Parkway, that cleared as well. So far, 95 is in good shape from Dale City in towards Springfield. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Storm Watch 7 forecast.
A wintry chill has settled in across the DMV this morning. We're starting off with temperatures in the 20s and feels like temperatures in the teens at times. A gusty northwest wind will continue for the rest of the day, so highs in the mid to upper 30s this afternoon will still feel like the 20s. Sunshine is our saving grace. Tomorrow expect more clouds, less wind, and highs in the upper 30s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
31 degrees, 7:18 on the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to have you along and great to be joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning, ABC 7, 10 o'clock. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
You've got a follow-up to a story you did last week on Full Measure about work that's being done at Fort Detrick here in the Washington area on coronavirus. And we have focused so much about the vaccines, but we don't talk much about treatments. And you delve into this tomorrow, right?
That's right. I talked to the lead virologist at Fort Detrick about what promising treatments are there, because as he rightly pointed out, not everybody's helped by the vaccine and a lot of people aren't going to get the vaccines. We talked about those benefits last week, but now what treatments are out there for people who get coronavirus? We also asked him, by the way, about natural immunity or how long your immunity lasts if you actually get coronavirus. But in terms of treatment, he talked about plasma therapy. You might have heard about that, Rick. We've profiled that on Full Measure. But he also talked about steroids. He talked about antibody studies that I hadn't heard about. They're proving to be promising as a treatment where someone who's had coronavirus and developed antibodies to fight them off, their antibodies can be injected in somebody who's sick. And the idea is, Dr. Dye says that works for about a couple of weeks in the sick patient until they're developing their own immunity to get them over that hump. He says that's working quite well, too. So I think these are important treatments to know about and hear about.
Many people are still trying to get over the election results in the fall, and there are a lot of questions about the process this year and the lead up to the election, some of the courts overturning the state legislature's election rules in the certain states. Then there's the question of the vote counts, and a lot of people are very concerned about what will happen moving forward, 2022 for the congressional elections, 2024, of course, presidential election again. A lot of talk of change, but what are people doing about it? What kind of changes are they looking for?
Well, you know, I asked Scott Thuman to look into this for me for full measure because I know that there's a lot of calls for bipartisan election reform, but I also know intuitively that even though everybody says they want it, the Democrats and Republicans want very different things. So I asked Scott to figure out what is most likely. And he points out that most reforms are not going to be sweeping national reforms because this is something that's generally left up to states. That's why you have so many different systems. It's kind of by design. So in Republican-led legislative states versus Democrat-led legislative states, you're going to have different reforms. In New York, right now, they're pushing through this transformative legislation to do more of a Democrat-looking plan, which will make it easier for people to vote, less restrictions, less strictness, more mail-in ballots, more absentee ballots. That's what reform will look like in states like that. Republicans, they'll be coming up with their own ideas that will probably include better voter ID laws and sort of the opposite of what Democrats are trying to do.
You know, our travel plans have been pretty much knocked out for the past year, and not sure when we'll get back to really normal vacation travel. People may have had places on their bucket list, but just may never really get there. This weekend, you'll actually take us to one that is in Montana. It's just something we might not have the time to do on our own moving forward.
We know we at Full Measure, we've been traveling pretty normally except overseas. We haven't done our normal overseas trips. We're careful, but we've traveled around the country to bring interesting and sometimes fun stories for the end of the program. And we happened to be passing by for some of our shooting out west, the place where the Battle of Little Bighorn was fought. So I did a little research before we got there. That's where Custer's last stand happened, and I realized that I don't really know what Custer's last stand refers to. I just have a vague idea. So we looked into that, and we got a local historian, a guy named Putt Thompson, to show us these hallowed grounds. And I'll talk a little bit about on Sunday what Custer's last stand was really about. I mean, the long and the short of it is, if your listeners want to know in case they missed the program, this was when we, meaning, you know, the early Americans, were rounding up the American Indians and trying to get them to go back on their reservations. And sometimes they would do this quite forcibly and violently. Well, in this one instance, the American Indians were ready. And these were Sioux Indians and Cheyenne Indians, and 3,000 of them massacred Lieutenant Colonel Custer and his troops, which were really, you know, outgunned in terms of manpower and literally guns, because I asked the question, did the Indians have guns? They had better guns than the troops for various reasons that will be explained. But it's just an interesting story of, you know, a time gone by, and we'll visit the hallowed grounds where this Battlefield National Monument is today.
That's tomorrow morning. Full Measure starts at 10 o'clock on ABC7. Cheryl, thank you very much.
Thank you.
7:23 now on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is coming up, also KT McFarland.
I can't tell you how many times I've been watching football and wanted to bet the game on my phone. Well, guess what? Now I can, because FanDuel Sportsbook is officially live in Virginia. And to celebrate, they're kicking things off in a big way. FanDuel is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That's right. You'll get up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. And that's just one of the reasons why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app. They've got a secure and simple-to-use app, offer live betting on every game, and you can collect your winnings in as little as 24 hours. With FanDuel, not only can you bet on all of your favorite teams, but you'll get up to $1,000 back if you don't win your first bet. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code VINCEC so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook. Promo code Vince C.
21 plus and present in VA. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for New Look Home Design. You know what's coming this time of year? The snow and shoveling it. You slip, you fall on your rear. You got to try to get your kids out of bed so they go do the shoveling instead of you, because what else is the point of having kids? It's difficult. But getting a new roof doesn't have to be. With Patrick Fingles and his expert team at New Look Home Design, they make getting a new roof easy, even in the winter. All you need to do is pick the new roof color that you want. It's that easy. Here's how else New Look makes roofing easy. They offer both virtual or on-site appointments with same-day estimates. They provide a special winter installation process to assure your shingles are sealed and tight, and your roof will be replaced in just a single day, even in the winter. No delays. Over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look, including me. So what are you waiting for? Now through January 31st, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualified applicants can get 0% financing till 2022. Call 800-279-5300, 800-279-5300, newlookhomedesign.com.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is still at the lowest level in 50 years. I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and it's now more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. As a mortgage broker and lender, we can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or Cornerstone will pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions do apply, but call now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Listen, these rates will not be this low forever. And when the pandemic is over, it's the housing industry that will bring the people out of this and bring the economy back. Do yourself a favor and call the only company that delivers what it promises, not some window rate with a bunch of points attached. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
All right, listen up, people. Someone in this apartment is using too much internet.
What? Amy, you don't live here.
Whoa, let's not make this personal. Have you tried gig speed internet from Xfinity?
I've heard about that. Can't you connect, like, a ton of devices?
That's correct, sir. So we can stream, game, face text, or whatever we want to do on all our devices at once.
We?
Oh, you'll barely notice me. Unrelated, does anyone have extra closet space?
Power your devices on the largest gig speed network. Can your internet do that? Get started with Xfinity Internet for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Or ask about the latest breakthrough from Xfinity. Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. That's more than enough speed to power every device in the house. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay and 3/21/21. Restrictions apply. New Performance Pro 200 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed. Gig over Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible X-Fi gateway.
/7:28, this is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. A lot of talk in the past couple of days about the treatment of the National Guard while here in Washington. And we're going to talk to Tony Schaefer about those reports where National Guard members were asked to leave the Capitol, ended up basically camping out in a parking garage with very little facilities available to them in terms of power and porta-johns. But that's not only the disrespect shown to the National Guard this week. This is Congressman Steve Cohen from Tennessee. It was earlier in the week, before the inauguration, but this is how Steve Cohen talked about the National Guard, and this was at the point where they were going to be screening some of the National Guard members' Facebook postings, social media postings, things like that. Here's what Steve Cohen, a congressman, had to say about our National Guard.
The Guard is 90-some-odd percent. I believe male. Only about 20% of white males voted for Biden. You got to figure that in the Guard, which is predominantly more conservative, and I see that on my social media, and we know it, they're probably not more than 25% of the people that are there protecting us who voted for Biden. The other 75% are in the class that would be the large class of folks who might want to do something.
I'm not sure how that struck you. But here's how it struck former Governor Mike Huckabee, speaking on Fox.
But he's just a, frankly, a disgusting person. If you heard him speak in any hearing or on the floor of the House, he's just, of 435 members of the House, I would rank him number one in the most useless person that occupies a seat and gets a paycheck from the rest of the taxpayers.
It's 7:30. The news is next. Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland. Stay with us.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. Dr. Anthony Fauci says they'll be pulling out all the stops to make sure people who want the COVID-19 vaccine can get it.
We're going to manage this in a very, very comprehensive way, invoking things like the Defense Production Act to get things done that we need, understanding with vaccine how we're going to reach out into the community with vaccine community centers, with mobile units, with pharmacies.
The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases talking at the U.S. Conference of Mayors winter meeting yesterday. Virginia's not getting nearly enough doses of the vaccine to meet demand. Richmond City Health Director Dr. Danny Avula says they're starting to set up the infrastructure to have mass vaccinations.
To get to 70-80% of the population vaccinated, we are going to need to have that kind of infrastructure. But right now, when we're only getting 105,000 new doses a week, that infrastructure will sit idly until our supply increases.
The state's also looking at partnering with more pharmacies to get shots in arms. The longest-serving state Senate president in the entire country, Mike Miller, will be laid to rest today. The man who led the Maryland Senate for 33 years died of prostate cancer last week. WMAL Sports, the Caps beat the Sabres 4-3. Nats first baseman Ryan Zimmerman signed a one-year, $1 million contract with the team. According to a source who spoke to ESPN, the club hasn't confirmed the deal. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now $1,799, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
WMAL traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Earlier accident in the district on the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel approaching New York Avenue has been cleared, just a residual delay there. Getting reports of a crash westbound on the freeway approaching 7th Street Southwest, so be careful in that area. No other issues reported at this time. Everything looks good right now, traveling on 95 from Dumfries in towards Springfield and 395 Metzl Road to the 14th Street Bridge, and the Capitol Beltway looks to be in good shape throughout Maryland and Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
A dry, cold front has brought a big drop in temperatures to the D.C. area this weekend. We'll spend the morning with wind chills in the teens and low 20s, and throughout the afternoon, sunshine will battle continued gusty northwest winds. High temperatures will top off in the mid to upper 30s, feeling like the 20s. Still chilly tomorrow with highs in the upper 30s under increasing clouds and calming winds. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland Global Campus, formerly University of Maryland University College, was made to serve the military and working adults like you. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started with convenient online learning that fits your schedule, by recognizing your accomplishments with credits you can earn for what you know, by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks because a college education can fit your budget too, and with no SAT or GRE required for most programs. University of Maryland Global Campus, made for you. You've counted down the seconds. Now make every second count for you. University of Maryland Global Campus will help you say goodbye to 2020 and hello to a new year where you take the next step in your education. Apply by January 31st and we'll waive your application fee. Learn online. Visit umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
2020 was a year of remarkable challenges and of remarkable support from Virginia's skill game companies. Virginia Skill Games will generate nearly $140 million for Virginia's COVID-19 Relief Fund. Critical funds that will help save thousands of Virginia small businesses, countless Virginia jobs, and provide much-needed financial support for local communities. Virginia Skill Games. We're not just creating entertainment. We're helping people and saving jobs.
This ad was paid for by the Virginia Skill Alliance.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Sunday at 1 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-852-8976. That's 800-852-8976. Or go to marleydrug.com.
Are you taking Cialis or Viagra? Marley Drug has generics of both for just $12 per tablet. That's a savings of $60 per dose. Marley Drug is an independent pharmacy delivering generic Cialis and Viagra to your door for $12 per tablet. Call Marley Drug at 800-852-8976. That's 800-852-8976. Again, 800-852-8976.
7:37 Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us each week. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research, the author of Operation Dark Hearts. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Great to be on. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, we've seen the images of the National Guard members apparently asked to leave the Capitol. They were sent to a parking garage under the Capitol. My understanding is there are very few power outlets there, so you can imagine if people needed to recharge cell phones, an impossibility. Yeah. And my understanding is that there are two portable toilets within range. How did that happen, and what does that mean? I mean, are you hearing similar stories about that?
Yeah, no, it's all true, and nobody's denied it. And leadership starts at the top. This is essentially the way the Biden administration has allowed to be framed its attitude regarding service members. Now, let me
he
be
is
very
the commander clear. In chief,
he
isn't
is
he?
He is the commander in chief. Let me be very clear on this. Where they were placed was completely inappropriate, both by the fact that it was not livable. I don't think anybody would have stuck people, especially thousands of people, in those confined spaces. And at this point, I'm reading an article saying that 200 members now have COVID. So you stick people in an environment like that, degrade their immune systems, and of course you're going to have this. So first off, it wasn't healthy. We now see that. Secondly, they weren't prepared. Rick, if their job is to be there for security, to be prepared to act, they weren't prepared to act. There was no order. There was no discipline. There's places they could have stuck them. I actually said yesterday with Larry O'Connor, you know, within short walking distance, reasonable walking distance, was Union Station. They could have stuck passenger train cars or other things which were heated. sleepers that could have actually been there available for these people to recover, be prepared to act. So this goes beyond the pale. This tells me that they were being treated like essentially window dressing for the inauguration. The moment that the act of having this event is done, after all the selfies with all the members of Congress, and this is actually recorded in one of the articles I read, these people were discarded. This has been a theme of the left for decades. I've talked to members who worked for the Clinton administration, who worked for the Obama administration, and there's a unifying theme that seems to that members of the military are simply not recognized as being important enough to take effort. And I'm sorry, the doctor, and I'm using air quotes here, Dr. Jill Biden cookie fiasco yesterday was horrible. The idea that you could take
nice photo op, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's just this. That was, as I said in my tweet, this is akin to the 1990 Saddam Hussein patting a child on the head hostage moment. It's like, yeah, these people are going to sit there and take your cookies because they have to. This is not a good optic. And I recognize and I admire both Rick DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, and Governor Abbott pulling their troops out. And supposedly now, Rick, they want to keep up to 7,000 members of the Guard in D.C. through March. So, you know, I do a lot of, you know, work on threat. I don't see any legitimate reason to maintain that level of strength in Washington at this point in time. So there's a lot of things really wrong with this whole situation.
You know, during the Trump administration, we heard the calls to bring our troops home from Afghanistan and the Mideast, and now we're hearing calls to bring our troops home from Washington, D.C. by governors around the country.
That's right.
Unbelievable. All right, the investigation of the riots at the Capitol. A report from John Solomon at Just the News says the offices of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell won't say whether the congressional leaders were briefed on potential violence ahead of the January 6th riot at the Capitol or whether they weighed in on requesting help from the National Guard to bolster Capitol security. Just the News reached out to both offices, and they have not gotten a comment back. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells me they of course they did. My direct knowledge tells me that there were specific assessments. Now, let me be very clear on this. There were assessments, not threat warnings, on what could happen. Big difference, but something notable. There were specific warnings by analysts saying, hey, we think this is going to happen, this could happen, these are the things you should do. And so those reports did go in, and they were briefed, and they simply failed to act or did not believe to act. So the culpability here is indeed with that level of leadership on the Hill. And I don't know why. You know, now that you see, think about the irony of this, Rick. Now, you know, oh my goodness, we're going to have all these thousands of troops for all these months. They wouldn't do it before. And why? Why wouldn't they? So this is going to be something of a mystery that needs to be gotten to the bottom of. And I simply do not believe the narrative. I don't think we can trust the mainstream media to report an accurate narrative. They were given those warnings. They chose to disregard the chief of police for Capitol Hill. His recommendations to bring in additional troops. We'll find out, I think, eventually why that was.
So on Tuesday, the day before the inauguration, there was a release of more documents about the Russia probe. And, of course, that was lost in the inaugural coverage. But from what's been released over the past week or two, what more information do we have and what conclusions do you draw?
Well, there's nothing really groundbreaking new. Right now at this point, there's a series of, official documents which continue to fill in the details of how Crossfire Hurricane was planned, executed, and maintained even after January 20th of 2017 when President Trump was in office. And I've talked to several members of the media, a couple members of the FBI, and there's still a belief that there's a good possibility of four individuals being prosecuted because of some of the very egregious departures from procedure, which I call illegal acts. As far as I can tell, these people acted deliberately to utilize official mechanisms of government for purposes of a political outcome, which is illegal. So we'll see what happens, but I think it's just, I recommend people just go, if they're skeptical, just go read for themselves. I think they'll see a lot of direct evidence. Plus, what's not been talked about lately, Rick, is the Carter Page lawsuit that continues to move on. Carter, I think, will prevail in his suits against the government for the FISA abuse. And who knows, there may be a few other things which pop up over the next few weeks on this as well.
You know, one thing I mentioned earlier this morning, and that was as President Trump was leaving Joint Base Andrews, and he was still President Trump at that time, the CNN reporters and anchors are making fun of the crowd size at Joint Base Andrews. Nobody came out to say goodbye to the president. Well, it is on a military base.
You can't get on.
A very highly secured military base when you're moving the president. And in response to what I said earlier this morning, I got an email, and it's from a lady who said that a friend of hers went. They had problems at the gate, and this is not to criticize any security at Joint Base Andrews, because obviously they have to protect the president, they protect the base. But there were delays at the gate. There were questions and concerns about directions. Some people didn't get the directions that they needed, and people at that point, there was a problem parking. So there's all this going on, and here's CNN, and they're laughing at the size of the crowd. And I just think it's so misleading the way they did that, and I just wanted to point that out. And, again, it's not to criticize anybody at Joint Base Andrews, because they are there with a mission to secure the base.
So you have to take time.
You have to take time to process the list. These were invited guests. They were on lists. And, you know, there's a process and it takes time. But that's why the crowd was so small.
Well, I think we're going to see a real change in coverage, unfortunately, over the next few weeks. I think we already have with the media coverage so far. The bottom line is the media was never going to give a fair hearing of President Trump, the mainstream media. And so far they have not given equal scrutiny to Joe Biden. So it's going to be an interesting few months as things transition.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, check out his Thought to Action podcast. It's all at LondonCenter.org. Tony, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. Take care.
My pleasure. We'll talk to KT McFarland next, but first off to the WMAL Traffic Center. Michelle Murray is there this morning.
Earlier accident in the district in the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound at New York Avenue cleared. Looks like the delays have eased. In the district, keep in mind that Constitution Avenue is still closed between 1st Street and 2nd Street northeast around the Capitol for the inauguration, as well as Independence Avenue between Washington Avenue and 2nd Street in southeast. All other streets have been reopened. You will find a work zone on 295 southbound between the Suitland Parkway and Malcolm X Avenue, so watch out for brief delays there. Now from GarageDoryPair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
A wintry chill has settled in across the DMV this morning. We're starting off with temperatures in the 20s and feels like temperatures in the teens at times. A gusty northwest wind will continue for the rest of the day, so highs in the mid to upper 30s this afternoon will still feel like the 20s. Sunshine is our saving grace. Tomorrow expect more clouds, less wind, and highs in the upper 30s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
31 degrees, 748 on WMAL.
I can't tell you how many times I've been watching football and wanted to bet the game on my phone. Well, guess what? Now I can, because FanDuel Sportsbook is officially live in Virginia. And to celebrate, they're kicking things off in a big way. New users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the conference championships this weekend. And that's just one of the reasons why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app. They've got a secure and simple-to-use app and offer live betting on every game. Once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours because it is the right thing to do. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code VINCEC so they know I sent you. Right now, new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the conference championships this weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds, any team. That's FanDuel Sportsbook. Promo code VINCEC.
21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. You know how you go out to your car and the windshield's covered in frost? You don't have ice scraper or gloves, so you just have to use a credit card. You stand there with frozen fingers thinking, why does life have to be so hard? Well, at New Look, at least we make getting a new roof easy. We offer both virtual and on-site same-day estimates. We give you a 3D rendering of your new roof with detailed measurements so you know exactly what you're getting. And paying for your roof has never been easier. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials. Plus, qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. And it's all backed by our price guarantee. Find out why over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look. Don't you wish everything in life could be as easy as getting a New Look roof? Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
It's 7:50. This is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. KT McFarland joins us each week. She is the former Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration, and she has authored Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, good morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's an honor to have you, and I so enjoy having you on because you're able to put things in perspective. And, you know, you kind of step out from the trees and look at the overall forest. And we've been talking a lot this morning about the calls for unity that President Biden has made. It was really one of the cornerstones of his campaign, the return to normalcy, and how he would be the president for all people, whether you voted for him or not. How's that working out for us?
Well, you know, I mean, I thought his speech was very, you know, heartfelt. He believes it. But words are cheap. You know, what are the actions? The single most important thing he can do if he wants unity is to call off his mad dogs, the impeachment. Impeachment is only going to serve to inflame anybody who voted for Trump. So call that off. The other thing is that he's got a lot of people out there speaking in his behalf, saying we got to make enemies lists. We're going to have blacklists. We're going to tell corporations, anybody who hires a person who was involved with the Trump administration, we're going to blacklist them. We're going to put them on. We're not going to buy their stuff. We're going to boycott their products. Even people like Katie Couric, who I always think was such a sweet thing, Katie Couric has said, we've got to deprogram anybody who voted for Trump. Really? I mean, half the country voted for Donald Trump. And if Biden wants unity, he's got to call off his mad dogs and reach out to that other half. And words aren't going to do it. If he's saying unity, 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 while he's persecuting people who have different opinions than his own team, then I think that the unity is going to fall on deaf ears, and it's going to guarantee that the Republicans take the House and the Senate in 2022.
From what you know of Joe Biden, and you know him personally, is he a really strong person? I mean, we know how strong Donald Trump was, but does Joe Biden have it in him to really try and direct the people around him to stand up to the progressive movement that, you know, obviously the Keystone XL pipeline has now been canceled? That's really irritated Canada. And does Joe Biden have the backbone to stand up to people, or is he just such the nice guy that we hear he is that, you know, people can kind of get away with stuff?
Well, he's always been, you know, really amiable and kind of go along, get along. Not terribly ideological about anything. I wrote a column for Fox News a couple of weeks ago, and I said that the important thing right now is for Donald Trump to go to his base and say, back off, step down, for Trump to get out of his comfort zone. Trump likes to fight, and you take a punch at Trump, he'll take five punches back at you. So I said, Trump, you need to put down your boxing gloves. But Biden, who is amiable, I said, you need to put some boxing gloves on, because if you can't control or can't quiet, or can't have your progressive far-left radical wing, if you don't get them to step down, if they drive the agenda, then not only will there be no unity, not only will it be a terrible thing for the country to go through another couple of years at each other's throats, particularly in a pandemic and in a recession, but he won't be able to govern. And the perfect example, I think, is the Keystone Pipeline, canceling that. Not only did it make Canada mad, but it's going to really destroy a lot of the energy industry in Texas. And the additional calls to either ban fracking or regulate it so heavily that you might as well ban it, that's going to be the single, I think, the single thing that destroys the Biden economy. Because the thing that made the Trump economy, besides deregulation, besides tax cuts, was energy independence. Not only did it create an energy industry in the United States, it meant that anything that we manufactured in the United States would be more competitive, because energy is a big part of manufacturing. But it also got us independent of the Middle East oil. But if Biden goes back to the good old days, then we're going to have more expensive gasoline, more expensive to manufacture products in the United States, and any economic, you know, recovery from this is going to be greatly hampered. So, I mean, think about it. If you're somebody who voted for Donald Trump, half the country, and you're being made to feel like you're a deplorable, evil person who needs deprogramming, and you're now paying $5 a gallon for gas and a lot more money for anything you're going to buy, and your taxes have just gone up, who do you think you're going to vote for in 2024? Probably not Joe Biden.
Buyer's remorse, maybe? Hey, I want to turn to coronavirus because I always watch the 5 a.m. hour of CNN to see what's going on in their world. And they report that new cases of coronavirus are now trending downward in 47 states. They report that the new coronavirus infections peaked 10 days ago. Oh, by the way, that's a week before President Trump left office. The Biden administration has been critical. Many people in the administration have been critical of the situation with the vaccines, with coronavirus in general. But it looks like the President Trump plan has been fairly effective.
Yeah, and Joe Biden should give credit where credit is due. You know, to say, I'm going to come out and vaccinate a million people a day, and in 100 days, 100 million Americans are going to be vaccinated. Well, did anybody look at the math? We were already vaccinating nearly a million people a day before he even said that. And again, if he wants to go in and do a typical, I hate the other guy, everything that Trump did was wrong, everything I'm going to do is 180 degrees in the other direction, fine. It's going to be a very ineffective presidency. But I think if he just gave a little credit where credit is due, Operation Warp Speed did what every scientist, doctor, pundit said was simply impossible. We not only have vaccines, we have not one vaccine, but two, but even three, maybe even four vaccines within a year, and we have cures. So I think, you know, give a little credit where credit is due. Otherwise, you know, the Biden presidency will just be hollow from the beginning, and he can, you know, talk all he wants about unity, 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 but unity doesn't mean for the other guys to come around to your way of thinking. Unity means you hand out, you extend your hand of friendship, you give credit where credit is due, you call off your mad dogs who are seeking revenge, and you try to heal the country. The country's, you know, the biggest problem today isn't the Biden presidency, although I think it's going to be a disaster economically and in foreign policy. It isn't even, you know, the trial of Donald Trump, which I think will be a charade. It isn't even China. It's the fact that we're at each other's throats. And until we find a way or a leader who will genuinely bring us back together, then I think we're doomed. And we're showing the world that democracy is dysfunctional and that it's the wave of the past, not the wave of the future. I think if Donald Trump had been a less divisive personality, he would have won handily in 2020, even with the pandemic, even with the recession. So I'm looking at 2024, somebody running on Trump's policies, but a more amiable, unifying, like a Reagan-esque kind of person. He's going to win, and he should win, and then he'll unify the country. It's just sad we're going to now go through four more years at each other's throats.
K.T. McFarland, the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. As always, K.T., thank you so much for your insight.
Honor and a pleasure.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Garden Sense follows the 8 o'clock news right here on WMAL.
All right, listen up, people. Someone in this apartment is using too much internet.
What? Amy, you don't live here.
Whoa, let's not make this personal. Have you tried gig speed internet from Xfinity?
I've heard about that. Can't you connect, like, a ton of devices?
That's correct, sir. So we can stream, game, face text, or whatever we want to do on all our devices at once.
We?
Oh, you'll barely notice me. Unrelated, does anyone have extra closet space?
Power your devices on the largest gig speed network. Can your internet do that?
Get started with Xfinity Internet for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Or ask about the latest breakthrough from Xfinity. Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig. That's more than enough speed to power every device in the house. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 3/21/21. Restrictions apply. New Performance Pro 200 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed. Gig over Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible X-Fi gateway.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.